This is the Newsroom Podcast from the Public Affairs Department of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Newsroom.LDS.org is the church's official information resource for news media, opinion leaders, and the public. Today's story concerns a new media campaign to further the public's understanding of the church.
The religion known for the last 30 years for its cutting-edge public service ads on the family has now redefined ways to share its message in a major multimedia campaign. The campaign is underway in three test markets throughout the United States. Recent converts to The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are sharing their experiences unscripted and in their own words at a time when the faith is under intense media scrutiny because of Mitt Romney's presidential bid. The church, which is political neutral, conceived the so-called Truth Restored campaign 3 years ago, well before Romney came onto the scene. Scott Swofford of the church's missionary department says advertising, media, research, and public relations professionals were involved in the project. Swofford says Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, one of the governing bodies of the church, oversaw the effort.
Elder Ballard called together a task force called the Message Task Force. Got them all together around a table and said, okay, if you had your way for a change, what would the message be that the church puts forth?
Swofford says the message is identified as Truth Restored.
Truth Restored is the tagline, and I don't think we pretend that people hear Truth Restored and say, oh, I get it. But it defines itself as they start to hear us use it in conjunction with the answers to life's great questions, or the truth about the answers to life's great questions is now restored. Because almost everyone at some point in their life reaches a point where they ask one of these great questions of the soul. Life's great questions are, does God know me? Does he care about me? Does he have a plan for me? Where do I go when I die? Do my relationships in this life go beyond the grave? Why does God allow so much suffering? Why are there so many churches? Is there one absolute truth? And there are a number of them. How do I keep my family together?
The campaign is to help the some 53,000 missionaries do what they do best, and that is teach the gospel. The internet campaign helps find people who are interested in hearing the message. Apostle Elder Quentin L. Cook has been involved in the development of Truth Restored.
We realized that there were two areas that would immensely help them. One was the media helping to dispel a lot of the myths and the misunderstandings that have accumulated over a long period of time. And the other was trying to have the members be of more assistance to the missionaries. And so we started that process with those two things in mind. How do we, one, strengthen members and help them to be more willing to share what's precious to them with their friends and neighbors on the one hand, and two, how do we have a media effort that answers some of the questions that people seem to have in their minds.
Swofford says missionaries need help finding people.
There's no way missionaries can do what they do now and shoulder the burden of finding. We're going to have to do the finding using new media. And then, because new media can't baptize and teach and convert and testify, we're going to have to feed that funnel, the product of that funnel, to the missionaries so they can do what they do best. So wouldn't it be great if my grandson goes out to go on his mission, or my neighbor's son goes out on his mission and gets to just teach nonstop, because media and the internet have finally picked up their rightful role and are funneling people who want to know.
Elder Cook.
There are a lot of people today who would like to know more about our faith, but they are concerned about having their privacy invaded. They want to look at things in their own time and in their own way, and they do not want to feel like they have any pressure. It's much the way people feel about when they're buying products or anything else. They want the information. They want to know about it, but they want to do it in their own way. We feel like that the internet and the privacy that it affords people is a wonderful way to do that. And so we felt like that this would be an approach that would allow more people to be willing to look into it. There are a lot of people that are just not going to call a number. It just isn't something they're going to do. But they will go to the internet and look into it. And we think that's happening on a very significant scale.
Here's an example of one of the paid ads the church is running.
The precept, the concept of eternal family, that's beyond this life. To me, that was absolutely beautiful and correct. My mother is always going to be my mother. My father is always going to be my father, and so is my sister and my brothers. I had really never gave much thought to those individuals who came before me, who went through slavery. My grandmother was raised on a plantation. And so when the missionaries came and I started to learn and my mind opened to the beauty of eternal relationships, it kind of softened my heart.
The woman in the ad is Betty Stevenson, a recent convert in the church selected to participate in the campaign. She gives the Lord credit for the good in her life.
I love the Lord with all my heart. My prayer when I was doing wrong was that God would give me a heart of flesh so I could feel. When you do so much wrong, you lose the ability to feel. And so my heart had hardened. And coming unto Christ, which is what I did, I made my commitment to God. I've always believed in him. But I thought, Lord, if you done done this, if this is your will and this is your church and it's here on the face of the earth, I want to know it. And I want you to give me the strength to endure whatever I need to endure, that one day I might be able to touch the hem of his garment. That is my prayer. And my reason is just that I want to be able to see and know him. And if I can only do that in my heart and in my mind, this is what the gift of the Holy Ghost has done for me, where I can feel that whenever I feel like it. Whenever the Spirit touches me, I can feel it, and I used to not be able to.
Swofford says there were two phases of the campaign where people were asked on camera about their beliefs.
Everyone in the Phase 1 ads were actual people recruited to show up and give us their opinions. Recruited, I say, because true man on the street doesn't happen anymore. It's too rights issues are too difficult. And so we went to an extras casting agency and said, give us 50 people that are of various ages, sizes, ethnic backgrounds, religious persuasion. We pre-interviewed them to make sure they would be okay on camera and articulate, and then interviewed them. Those answers were all uncoached, unscripted. They would say, I think he does know me, or he doesn't know me, or how can God know me, how can he know me? Phase 2 is very different. Those who are on camera in Phase 2 are all recent converts to the church, all within the last 5 years, all talking about their personal experiences with finding answers to these questions they asked. And again, unrehearsed, no coaching at all of the participants, selected from a pool of over 200 people that we interviewed.
Another feature of the campaign is a chat room. Swofford says when people log on to Mormon.org, there is an opportunity to ask questions about the church.
The questions they ask most often are, well, how do you know you believe this, and when did you begin to believe this stuff? I mean, it's really basic faith questions that come up all the time. They then get referred, after a few conversations with a chat, ask for a Book of Mormon, to ask for a video, to meet with full-time missionaries, and a number of baptisms have resulted. We hope to continue to expand both the hours and the scope of that program to include perhaps a virtual mission at some point, where missionaries who might be disqualified for other health-related or other issues can continue to serve as a virtual missionary.
Although results won't be known until next year, Elder Cook says visits to Mormon.org are soaring. Elder Cook says Latter-day Saints are excited about the help Mormon.org provides.
The members sometimes have felt that because they didn't know everything about the gospel, that they weren't good enough or that they weren't knowledgeable enough to respond. And I think that they've understood that their faith itself and the reasons that it's so powerful to them is important enough for them to share, even if they don't know everything. And so I think seeing these testimonies is very empowering to them. They understand better what's important for them to do. And remember, we're only doing the risen Lord in the last chapter of Matthew and Mark and Luke and the last two chapters of John asked those who believe in him to preach his gospel. And we're trying to follow the Savior's request as the risen Lord to share the gospel with our brothers and sisters. So our purpose is completely in line with what the Savior would have us do.
This concludes today's podcast. We hope you'll join us in the future for more stories and commentary from newsroom.lds.org. Please send your comments about this podcast to newsroom@ldschurch.org. Copyright 2007 Intellectual Reserve Incorporated. All rights reserved.